Joanne Joseph,
wrapping up your day.
In just a couple of minutes, we're connecting with Ayanda Nyati for your latest Eyewitness News. Just to bring you an update right now on that PIC story, we've learned in the last few minutes, as Bruce has told us, that the PIC board has quit en masse. Joining us on the line, Mundli Gungubele, a member of that board and also deputy minister. Good evening to you, Minister. Thank you so much for your time on such short notice. What are your reasons for wanting to quit?
Yeah, the problem is that you guys monopolize me by hanging me. I could not speak to other media houses.
I'm sorry about that, but we're delighted that you've agreed to stay on. Thank you. Thank you. We do appreciate it. Yes, yes. Please tell us why you've quit.
I thought we wrote the statement. I'm speaking to
Joanne Joseph, 702 Afternoon Drive. Why have you quit, Minister?
No, I think we're explained it enough in the statement, but let me say...
We are a radio station, so I'm going to ask you to tell us orally exactly why you've quit.
It's okay. All right.
Read the statement to us if needs be.
No, but I've sent it to you.
Look, we are a radio station. Can you please tell our listeners why you've quit, Minister? I understand you're short of time, but please, you're welcome to keep it short. Just tell us why you quit.
Let me do it. The board met today and look at all the developments thus far around the image of the board, the reputation of the institution, in particular looking at already allegations against four directors.
Yes.
And the board deliberated and weighed all these matters and took a view that it's going to be difficult going forward to take decisions that enjoy respect they are worth in the public. Therefore, the best decision to do is to ask the minister to release the board.
Have you asked to be released because you're compromised as individuals?
Hello?
Hello. Have you asked the minister to release you as board members because you're compromised?
I said this is what we're saying. We have asked the minister to release the board.
We're fully aware of that. I'm asking if you asked to be released because you are personally compromised as a board member.
Personally, what do you mean?
The individuals on the board, Minister, all of you, your name has been mentioned at the PIC commission that has been sitting over the last couple of weeks. And there have been allegations of patronage and nepotism. It has been said, and I'm actually going to quote from an independent newspaper's article, the words of a whistleblower. According to the whistleblower, it says, since the appointment of the acting CEO, it has become common knowledge in the transaction market that if you want any deal to be considered by the PEC, you need to seek a meeting with Miss Zulu's boyfriend, who will then talk to Ms. More and the deputy minister to get the go-ahead. And they're the names I'm speaking of. There are, of course, Matsepo More, acting CEO, and Sibusiswe Zulu, board member of the PIC, until this afternoon.
And let me say with one sentence, I dare say that is a segmentation of the mind of the whistleblower. And that's why openly I said, I welcome the probe, because those statements cannot be located to any evidence. But however, I'm handing myself over to the process of investigating.
So you maintain you are not guilty of patronage or nepotism personally?
Not at all. I didn't start now at an age of 62. It's my birthday today, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday, Minister. I'm sorry it wasn't
Thank
more
you
pleasant.
Very much,
yeah. Sorry that you had to resign as a board member today of all days. Now, traditionally, we know the Deputy Finance Minister. Pardon?
It goes with the package.
Right. I'm glad you handle it with such aplomb. Traditionally, the Deputy Finance Minister fulfills the chairman's role. Is that not a problem in itself? Is that not the source of the crisis in itself?
This thing is gone.
Minister, are you able to hear me? What an abrupt ending. Perhaps the minister's gone off to light the birthday candles on his cake. Wish him a very happy birthday, and what an eventful birthday it is. He, together with the board members, other board members of the PIC, have resigned as of this evening. We understand that they have asked to be relieved of their duties, and we understand as well that he is coming out in the public domain denying any claims of patronage and nepotism that have been levelled by a whistleblower at the PIC Commission. We now understand that they're hanging on to those positions for just a short while till the interim board is appointed by the Finance Minister.